Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, May 16th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Birthdays, Henry Fonda, born this day in 1905, from Turner Classic Movies.
He said to me, you know, son, that's not just a flag, it's a symbol. It's a symbol for millions of people all over the world. It's all their hopes and beliefs. It's freedom and justice.
He played soldiers and sailors, cowboys and crooks, professors and presidents. But to us, Henry Fonda was dad.
That's, of course, the voice of daughter Jane Fonda. Flamboyant pianist Liberace, born May 16th, 1919.
Today I'd like to dedicate our show to all of the beautiful ladies that are looking in. Here is one by Irving Berlin that is practically immortal. It's called A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. A pretty girl.
Texas gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis is 51 today. Actress Tori Spelling is 41. This day in history, in 1770, 14-year-old Marie Antoinette marries the future king Louis XVI of France, who was 15. And they say those young marriages don't work out. In 1868, the U.S. Senate acquits President Andrew Johnson by one vote in his impeachment trial. May 16th, 1966, what a day in music. As the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds and Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde are both released. Number one on the charts this day in 1981, a tribute to one of Hollywood's all-time divas, Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold.
On the KETR events calendar at 9:30 a.m. today and tomorrow, Audie Murphy Days at the Audie Murphy Museum on Interstate 30 in Greenville, with activities honoring the most decorated soldier of World War II and all other military veterans. Saturday night, the Wonders of the Night Sky at Cooper Lake State Park. Activities will include making a sky wheel that will show you what to look for in the night sky and where to look for it, and discover why the moon goes through its phases, where the stars go during the day. The program will be held at Gulls Bluff Group Pavilion. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Sir Mark. How are you?
I'm great. And Lavelle, you are also Associate Editor of
the Journal of Counseling and Addiction.
Excellent. Good. Lavelle, our thought for the day is from Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And he says, alcohol may be man's worst enemy, but the Bible says love your enemy.
Okay.
Proving once again we can find support for just about anything in the Bible.
That's the wisdom according to Frank Sinatra.
If we work hard enough at it.
Correct.
So we're actually going to be talking about alcohol or a form of alcohol today is why we picked that particular little item. And as a matter of fact, talking about a product that I gather from your point of view potentially could create some problems called, of all things, powdered alcohol.
Powdered alcohol, for the most part, John Mark, it's been around since the 70s, and it lay dormant for a number of years, and it wasn't until around April the 8th that the Alcohol and Tobacco Bureau actually legalized the use of this concept of powdered alcohol. What it is, it comes in a little pouch, about 1 ounce, and you pour it in about 5 ounces of water with it. You stir it up, you can put ice in it, and you have your own powdered alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And there's a company marketing this, and the product is called Palcohol.
Palcohol, that's the company that recently got approval from the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, and it's been a firestorm ever since then.
Now, there's a story out there that there's some problem with the approval of it. They're going to have to go through that again or some part of that again. But
I think for the most part, Senator Schumer from New York caught wind of this, and that's just a bureaucrat's way of saying, trying to get the Food and Drug Administration to basically say this product should not be on the market.
Well, what's your concern about it specifically?
There are several things. Number one, we do know that right now you can actually conceal this particular product inside of your bag and your purse anywhere. Take it inside of a movie theater. You can create your own alcoholic beverage in the movie theater. You can create your own alcoholic beverage in the school systems with kids. Get access to this. You can take it on an airplane. So for the most part, because this product is concealed, we don't know who is actually going to be using it. This particular product has the same amount of pure alcohol in it. It's not as though they have more pure alcohol in it. It's the same that you would find in a natural beverage that you decide to drink. So that's not the question. The question at hand is how are they going to regulate this? How are they going to market it? And how are they going to ensure that young people under the age of 21 don't get this product?
Mm-hmm. Now, there was some talk about the ability to snort the powder.
That's correct. Surprisingly enough, there have been some cases where, because it's a powdered formula, and individuals will basically take it and place it on a saucer or a plate or something and line their nose with it the same way they will do cocaine.
And you and I have talked in the past about drug abuse, that what may sound bizarre to you or me, people will do it.
Let me assure your listening audience that if there's a way to try something bizarre with any particular product, and specifically this powdered alcohol, trust me, it will happen.
Yeah. We're talking with A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. I would think that the alcohol industry would be working against this, either that or jumping into it with both feet. But
The alcohol industry, for the most part, is not behind it. It's a small company that's actually selling this product. And again, it's important to understand this powdered alcohol concept has been around since the 70s. It was not until this particular company decided they would like to market it and sell it.
Yeah. Your concern is it's just potentially making alcohol much more available.
Much more available. Again, it's important to understand because it is a powdered substance. What's to say, John Mark, that you and I would go to dinner or you take someone to dinner and you have this powdered alcohol and you sprinkle it on their food? It's no way of knowing it.
Mm-hmm. And the accessibility of it then to kids.
By all means, because for the most part, again, you have to be 21 years of age to consume alcoholic beverages here in the States. There are some groups out there that are saying because this product has not been regulated and kids can get access to it, parents can buy it, take it home, leave it on the shelf, kid picks it up, takes it to school with them, or have a party themselves.
Mm-hmm. My experience with instant coffee and instant tea has not been so good. So I wonder just about, how good this would be just from the standpoint of taste.
If you read the reports that have actually come out with it, for those who are of legal age who have consumed this product, they give it a very favorable comment.
Hmm. Really? What would you like to see done about this?
I think for the most part, there are several things we need to see. Number one, we have to ensure that the individuals who actually purchase this product are over 21 years of age. Number two, we have to make sure that when this product is out there, that individuals know that it is not some candy or some toy or something that they are playing with. This is pure alcohol. Again,
Lavelle,
I always enjoy my hot chocolate when I come here. I'd like to come more often because I get my fix when I come here.
Well, we're coming into the summer months here, so we may have to come up with something else.
I drink hot chocolate
now. Well, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.